Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor once again from the Glasshouse Country and Millennium News and the Sentinel newspaper. It's great to be back for another week. We've had a very busy weekend over and in the Somerset and Moreton Bay regions at the Tugulawa and Caboolture shows. We had boots on the ground. Tugulawa, such a lovely little show there with, you know, plenty on display, lots of fun to be had. But we took some great pictures, had some nice chats with the show society, as well as really interesting lady, Stephanie Laycock, who's the Youth Rural Ambassador for Queensland, representing Queensland, and will be going to the Adelaide show in September to try and become the National Rural Ambassador. So we have a chat with her about what's driving her and what she's sort of aiming to do in the sort of agricultural rural areas, especially in regards to getting youth involvement in that industry. So interesting story there, and as well as some great pictures across Tugulawa, as well as the Caboolture show. Fantastic weather. Caboolture, by all accounts, was shoulder to shoulder with thousands of people turning up, so plenty to see there. In news, we're talking about the Caboolture Hospital, particularly around wait time. Queensland's public health system is leaving patients in dangerous limbo with some critically ill patients waiting up to 451 days. We've got an example there, are waiting for specialist consultations, nearly five times the recommended 90-day treatment window. So there's a gentleman there who is seriously affected by that, who's talked to us this week. In Moreton Bay, we've got delivery of significant infrastructure and strategic city building projects has been boosted through almost $800 million secured by the council following state and federal elections. They've got plenty of grants there, so we'll see where that money is going to be spent. And the Australian Electoral Commission has officially declared all Queensland seats from the May 3 federal election. What we've done is looked at Blair, Longman, Dixon in particular, in regards to the final count there, the swings to and from, and the exact numbers there. So if you're interested in politics, there's something to look out for there. And just more broadly speaking, we've got our spotlight on Woodford as well. There's a Woodford show coming up, so keep an eye out for details there. In the Glasshouse paper, we've got a lovely story about a family who is a premier miracle, really. This young family, their second child, the mum went to the doctors at 28 weeks and was told the baby has stopped growing and they had to have urgent surgery there. They had a little baby, Lennon, who was weighed about 900 grams at the time. And you can only imagine the stress the parents would have been under there. But they're talking about now raising funds for Sunshine Coast Hospital for other people who have premature babies there. So a lovely story. In other news, we've got the opposition who's referred the Deputy Premier and Tourism Minister to the Crime and Corruption Commission over a proposed tourism project up in Mullaney. That story has been, it's a statewide story, and so we're sort of covering that, talking to the Tourism Minister too about what his thoughts are on that matter. We've also got good news, there's funding and for the Mullaney Skate Park, which is a lot of young families have been pushing for that for years now. Funding's been secured and they're going to start work on that Mullaney Skate Park very soon. In other news, we've also got reports that the Mullaney Wood Expo has been cancelled for good. So this is a 25-year, I guess, an iconic event that's attracted thousands of tourists each year. Unfortunately, due to a lack of funding and lack of, I guess, human resources, they've decided to pull the pin on that for good. They're hoping someone might be able to put their hand up and pick it up and start it again. But as for now, that's been cancelled. I've also got an update on little kid Caden Farrer, who is suffering from eye cancer, is going through chemotherapy. We've been writing a lot about little Caden. He's a real trooper. This kid who's just started going to school got this terrible diagnosis, and we talked to his mum about his journey so far as well. I've also got a couple of really interesting features, one's on home renovations and another seniors feed coming up this week as well. So plenty to look out across both papers. They come out this Tuesday. Keep a lookout and we'll see you again next week. This is Mitch Gaynor on 101.5.